Hawaii weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, clear skies, around 70. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies, isolated storms. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The USDA Ag Marketing Service acknowledging that it has a deal that satisfies the European Union's demands for new import requirements on U.S. dairy. The arrangement is also acceptable to the U.S. dairy industry, which has been concerned that U.S. producers would have to stop exporting to Europe because of onerous and intrusive demands being made by the EU. U.S. industry sources lauding the fix to the problem. USDA now confirming that the EU Directorate General for Health and Food Safety has agreed that the new arrangements will satisfy its demand for new health certificates on U.S. dairy. AMS says it's making some changes to its export verification program in order to better document that for the EU, that U.S. dairy is sourced from operations that adhere to requirements under FDA and USDA standards. Those standards are FDA's Grade A pasteurized milk ordinance and USDA's milk for manufacturing purposes and its production and processing. The 2022 Farmer's Almanac hits store shelves this week, containing 184 pages of helpful tips, calendars, and guides to help you make your plan the year ahead. It also features some weather forecasts for the next 16 months, plus useful advice and ways to take cues from nature to live a more sustainable lifestyle. Pete Geiger, the editor, said they encourage readers to take time to head outdoors, reconnect with the environment by growing their own food, shopping locally, and using natural remedies whenever possible. Even though Farmers is in the title, the publication reaches far beyond that, but no longer does the Farmer's Almanac contain husbandry tips for farm animals, but it does suggest the best days to cut your hair or your lawn to increase growth. How about quit a bad habit, grow basil, or brew beer? Learn more online, farmersalmanac.com. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state legislature finished up their tour across the state of Kansas regarding the census and the redistricting across the state. That's going to begin in the spring with some of the rural counties losing population in some of the bigger cities in Kansas, growing a population.
In the spring, we got kind of the total state population. We knew that the total population hadn't changed that much, but within the state, there's been changes. So personally, I'm interested in local redistricting. So this doesn't just affect Congress. This doesn't just affect state legislatures, but your county, depending on what city you live in, your city districts will be affected by this.
That was political science professor and voting election science team member Brian Amos on KWCH News. Over the last week, legislators held more than 15 different town hall meetings. In other news, a Kansas City man has been sentenced to 22 years in prison in the shooting death of a transgender woman back in 2019. As Cake News reports that Marcus Lewis was sentenced on Thursday after pleading guilty to voluntary manslaughter and the death of Brooklyn Lindsay. At American Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Authorities say Southwest Kansas firefighter has died after being shocked by a power line while working at the scene of a traffic crash. Morton County Emergency Management officials say the firefighter and a sheriff's deputy were the first to arrive at the accident site on Sunday afternoon just south of Rolla. The responders were searching for victims when the firefighter was shocked by damaged power lines. Emergency management say that CPR was performed at the scene, but the firefighter died later at the hospital. The firefighter's name has not been released so far, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. In other news, police in Wichita say that a shooting has killed a man in his 20s, injured another, and led to the arrest of a person suspected in the killing. Police say the shooting happened around 9 p.m. on Sunday on South Wichita Street when a fight led to a gunfight. Investigators say that one man who was shot was pronounced dead at the scene. Another person was taken to the hospital for injuries that were not specified, and police say another person has been arrested. Police so far have not released the names of any of the individuals involved, as that investigation is still ongoing. Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. Police say a standoff in Kearney with a suspect in the shooting of two women has ended. Kearney police say 33-year-old Jeffrey Smith held police at bay for several hours yesterday before the standoff ended around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Police did not immediately say if Smith was alive or had been arrested. He's suspected of breaking into a rural Elm Creek home and shooting his ex-girlfriend and her mother early yesterday morning. Kearney Police Lieutenant Kevin Thompson identified the victims as 35-year-old Amber Shade and her 63-year-old mother, Lena Rouse. Officials say none of the several children in the home at the time were physically hurt. Cases of COVID-19 on the rise in Nebraska as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread, but those reported totals may be undercounting the actual number of cases because the number of tests being performed each day is down significantly in comparison to last fall. Rick Everett, Nebraska, Mid-America. Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2020 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week shared with the contractor an update on the status of the proposed jail project. The board reiterated their wish is to spend up to $8 million on the construction and necessary renovations of a current courthouse for holding cells, etc. The board is working with the architect to get the request for proposals, construction manager at risk, developed and set out. Commissioners received a letter of resignation from Dr. John Ryan as the medical director health officer effective September 1st. The board will need to appoint a replacement. Dr. Ryan has recommended Dr. Jacob Nagley. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes discussed the situation later in the meeting and will be actively searching for a county medical director and health officer. These could be filled by one person or ideally could find one person for each position. Monday's meeting will include a budget workshop to work on the 2022 budget. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week conducted several interviews for Noxious Weed Solid Waste Director, and after discussion voted to offer the position to James Youngeberg as a trainee at $20 per hour, effective August 9th, which was accepted. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week, serving as sportive canvassers, broke a tie vote between Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard for runner-up to face incumbent Amy Sudbeck for Position 1, Nemahal Central School Board. Dollinghouse was chosen winner and will be on the ballot with Sudbeck in November. In a separate but related matter, it was reported that enough valid signatures for recall of Amy Sudbeck from the seat were certified, and the matter will also be on the November ballot. Doug Dollinghouse was among those initiating the petition effort. The state of Kansas will pay $50,000 toward improvements made to 120th Road in preparation for a bridge replacement project on Highway 187 in Nemahal County next summer. The board reviewed a draft of the 2022 budget. Nemahal County Attorney has spoken with representatives for the Grain Belt Express project. He's recommending commissioners table the road use agreement submitted by Invenergy for this project at this time. NextEra Energy Resources is currently working on submitting the annual township payment, as stated in the road use and maintenance agreement for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm. And NextEra is currently working on getting a copy of the environmental report that was done for Soldier Creek to the county. Planning and Zoning Committee presented Gage County Board of Supervisors the final draft of recommended changes to wind energy regulations, and supervisors then approved a public hearing August 25th at 6 p.m. to hear support for and or opposition to the changes in the wind energy regulations as presented by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The motion to move forward with a hearing passed 6-1 with Supervisor Lytle voting nay. Beatrice Fire Department responded to a call at the Indian Creek Mall around 2:25 a.m. Monday morning. A small fire in the kitchen area at Legends Bar and Grill was apparently ignited by laundry placed in a bag after removal from a dryer, which then ignited. Damage was minimal, mostly smoke, which triggered a sprinkler, with a damage estimate of $15,000. David L. Klaus, age 70, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for David Klaus. David F. Dave Bates, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dave Bates. Lemoyne Hank Sisk, age 97, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Hank Sisk.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system overhead bringing us sunny skies and dry weather, and that will continue as we head into tomorrow before a low pressure system moves in from the northwest that will swing down into the central, east central parts of the Midwest starting on Thursday, continuing into Friday, into the weekend, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll see temperatures back into the 80s, some areas into the 90s over the next few days. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows at 70. For Thursday, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 80s. And Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms at 70. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 66, and the record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43.
The dog days are over, but cat nights are just beginning. We're on the prowl for the origin of this legend. Details today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 17th, the 229th day of the year. Singer and actor Donnie Wahlberg was born on this day, and this is the first night of what Irish folklore called Cat Nights. The centuries-old legend says that a witch can turn into a cat 8 times, but the 9th time, and on August 17th in particular, she couldn't change back. It's almost certainly the origin of the saying that cats have 9 lives. Not all superstitions about cats are bad, though. In Russia, when moving to a new home, it is good luck to let the cat enter first. A Buddhist proverb says that a light-colored cat will bring silver to its owner. A dark cat will bring gold. An old English lore says that when the cat of the house was black, the lasses will have no lack of lovers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more folklore at almanac.com.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 GMC Acadia, a 2017 Chevy Equinox. There's a 2016 Buick LaCrosse, 2015 Chevy Town & Country, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. These are priced right and ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Salvador Perez drove in the go-ahead runs with a 2-out single in the 8th inning, helping the struggling Kansas City Royals to a back-and-forth 7-6 victory over the AL West leading Houston Astros. Scott Marlowe gave up a homer to Jason Castro in the 9th, but he got a spectacular defensive play from Nicky Lopez and retired Jose Altuve on a pop-up to earn the win. The Royals beat Houston for the first time in 5 tries this season. Game 2 of this 4-game series gets underway this evening at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch at 7:10. The Wichita State men's basketball team unveiled its full non-conference schedule yesterday. The Shockers appear 7 times at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita, beginning with a November 3rd exhibition game against Missouri Southern and the November 9th regular season opener versus Jacksonville State. Tuesday, Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Yet another college football season will start with everyone chasing the tide. Alabama number one in the AP's top 25 preseason poll for the fourth time in the past six seasons. Coming off its sixth national championship under Nick Saban, the Crimson Tide enters the season loaded with potential replacements for the record breakers and the NFL draft picks who have moved on, including Heisman Trophy winner Devonta Smith. Alabama received 47 of 63 first-place votes from the panel of sports writers and broadcasters. Oklahoma ranked number two just ahead of number three Clemson, each receiving six first-place votes. Former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith has joined ESPN as an analyst. After retiring following the 2020 season, the former Chief quarterback taking his talents to the TV screen. Smith will take part in several shows and roles at the network, providing his analysis on the NFL. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
When storm clouds close in on your vehicle, rely on Dave's Body Shop to make everything right again. From paintless dent removal to more extensive hail damage, windshield repair and replacement, and more. Dave's Body Shop offers the experience that gets the job done. Let them go to work for you. Whether it's storm damage or an accident, call on Dave's Body Shop west of Marysville on the Pony Express Highway. For 24-hour towing, call them at 562-3283.
Bring nature to your back door with naturescaping. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This type of landscaping focuses on working with the natural characteristics of your land and the region where you live. Native plants suitable to the growing conditions are arranged in a manner similar to the way they grow in nature. You can apply this idea to small and large-scale landscapes. Start with a walk around the yard. You may be surprised to find you already have native plants like coneflower, butterfly weed, and liatris growing in the garden. Add a few native plants you would find growing with these in nature. Naturescaping can be done in a perennial border, shady spot, or on a much larger scale as space allows. Choose woodland wildflowers for those shady areas and plants native to prairies and meadows for sunnier locations. And don't be afraid to mix natives with cultivated garden plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Come one, come all. Vendors, shoppers, and the curious are invited to the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest Saturday from 9 until 4. Find antiques and produce and fresh baked goods and more at the Street Fest. And enjoy food from Bad Hour Catering and Chris's Coffee Cabana. All this and more at the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest from 9 to 4 on Saturday.
The annual Beatty Milo Festival is this weekend. The fun begins Friday night with a petting zoo and kitty carnival, co-ed softball, and a glow run at 9, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival will include a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, antique tractor pull, bike races, and greased pig contest. Plus, food trucks arrive beginning at 3 o'clock with concessions, a beer garden, and more at the Beatty Milo Festival this weekend.
Proud supporters of the Beatty community, Kramer Oil of Marysville offers fuel and oil delivery and propane service as well. One convenient provider, Kramer Oil.
First National Bank in Frankfort. Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. Proud to be your community bank. FNBFrankfortKS.com. KNDY, serving the Beatty community since 1956. With news, weather, sports, information, and entertainment. KNDY.
She is one of the best-known figures associated with the Underground Railroad. Her courage led her to become well-known within her own lifetime and still a very important figure in the history of this nation. We look back on her story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1844, a lady known as Minty Ross married a free black man named John Tubman. At that time, she changed her name, taking that of her husband, becoming the Harriet Tubman we know from our history books.
Then she goes to her owner and says, I want to be free as my husband is, and says, let me lease myself out. And then I'm going to pay you $60 a year, provided I can keep the rest of the money. I'll save all that money, and when I have enough, I'm going to buy my freedom from you. And he agreed.
Kimberly Seswick shares the story from the Harriet Tubman National Historical Park in Auburn, New York. But when that slave owner died 4 years later, the verbal agreement was not honored, and the heirs decided to sell Harriet and her two brothers to help pay debts.
This is what pushes her to make a decision. Do you either let this happen and be sold south and spend every last minute you can with your family, or do you go north and probably never see your family again?
Harriet decided to flee north. Her brothers turned back. One could not bear the thought of leaving a young son. Harriet made her way to Philadelphia.
But not long after being there, she starts to miss family. And so that's when she meets up with William Still, the father of the Underground Railroad, to navigate the Underground Railroad over the course of 10 years, making 13 trips. And she brought about 70 people north.
The Underground Railroad was, of course, secretive. So Harriet's methods of helping escaping slaves is unclear.
She didn't reveal an awful lot as far as who exactly was helping her. She would tell stories. She loved to tell stories, especially to children on her back porch up here in Auburn.
More of the story of Harriet Tubman next time as we travel the countryside in Auburn, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
Now $15 and then $70.
MSEN Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
The gypsy moth is a major invasive pest of hardwood trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If the moth is in your area, find and destroy the large egg masses before they hatch, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Of many hardwood tree species is the gypsy moth. The caterpillar eats the tree leaves, and if the defoliation is severe enough, the tree becomes stressed and weak. The male gypsy moth is brownish in color, and the female is white with black chevrons on her wings. It's interesting to note that the female doesn't fly. She emerges from the pupal stage heavy with unfertilized eggs and stays put until a male finds her. Andy Roberts is an entomologist at Virginia Tech University. He's working on an effort to control the gypsy moth's advancement to other parts of the country. He says the egg masses are pretty distinctive, and that's what the homeowner should target.
It's an elongated, kind of brownish, tawny brown, buff-colored, hairy mass of eggs, and that'll be plastered onto the side of the tree, typically, or up on the limbs or something. A good homeowner treatment is to spray that with dormant oil that's used on some insects. When they're in a dormant stage, you spray them with this oil and it essentially suffocates them.
Encourage birds to your property because they love to dine on gypsy moths. If you don't mind having mice around, Robert says they're another excellent predator. But sometimes it takes a massive effort to get rid of them.
Most areas that typically will have gypsy moth will have some kind of cooperative program where a community, municipality, or county can work with a state or federal agency, and they'll do a cost share thing where the state will come in and do the treatment with some type of insecticide. Those kinds of organized things typically spring up in areas where gypsy moth is considered generally infested.
Learn more about controlling the gypsy moth and see where it's currently a problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. Praising my Savior all the day.
My kids absolutely love being outside, but with all of their outdoor playtime, it's hard to keep the floors clean from the dirt and the mud they track in. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like our floors need a deep scrub every once in a while, so do our financial budgets. If you're anything like me, reviewing and sticking to a budget can be tough. But whenever I feel like putting off cleaning up my budget, I remind myself that money is a tool to live out my faith and help me achieve my goals in life. When we remind ourselves of this, we're more likely to stick to a budget so we can fully live out the purpose God has planned for us. And if you're looking for more accountability in this area, well, consider enlisting a loved one or a financial professional who can help keep you on track. So make sure you're taking the time to clean up your budget every now and then. This will give you financial clarity and enable you to live with more meaning and gratitude.
The Treasure Chest in Frankfort is starting an exciting new chapter. Join them this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, for drawings, special prizes and discounts, sweet treats, food samples, and a lasagna dinner. Saturday night, 5 to 7, $10 per person. Don't miss this grand reopening of the Treasure Chest.
The Agency on Aging reminds you Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the Agency on Aging office for further details at 562-2020. Free rides to Marshall County residents throughout the month of August, funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
The first in a series of shows about how big food companies take advantage of our unreliable willpower. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family-owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Food companies play on our instincts. That's the assertion of Michael Moss, author of Hooked, Food, Free Will, and How the Food Giants Exploit Our Addictions.
As much as salt-sugar fat is a problem for people to know their ingredients, the stuff that's not on the label in what we call convenient food, fast food, ultra-processed food, is even more problematic because it's going after our basic instincts, the things that naturally draw us toward food.
Moss says the brain reacts to certain foods almost instantly.
The faster a substance hits your brain, the more apt you are to act impulsively on that signal. Sugar and fat and some other things we can talk about hit the brain faster than drugs, cigarette smoke, alcohol.
Moss says each of us makes individual choices when it comes to food.
We're all approaching food in different ways. And so some people are looking at food from a weight loss question. Others are looking at it from a question of the health and welfare of farm workers and the environment. And so I think there are different ways of looking at changing your eating habits.
Easier said than done, as you'll hear tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the United States Department of Agriculture's crop progress report issued Monday shows that the crop condition for corn and soybeans continue to worsen. We get more details from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, starting with the condition of soybeans.
North Dakota continues to lead the nation in very poor ratings. A two-point increase over the last week, now at 52%, very poor to poor. In South Dakota, a significant jump from 29 to 39%, very poor to poor. and Minnesota, a slightly smaller jump from 24 to 28%, very poor to poor. Other states holding on, although we have lost some of the good to excellent numbers in states like Iowa and Nebraska in recent weeks.
Kansas soybeans are rated 10% poor to very poor, 28% are in fair condition, 55% are rated as good, 7% as excellent. In regards to the overall condition of the nation's corn crop,
just looking at the very poor to poor ratings, North Dakota again tops the nation, 47% very poor to poor. That's the same as last week, but we saw big jumps in some of the other troubled states, especially in South Dakota, going from 29% very poor to poor a week ago to 39% this week. Minnesota seeing a smaller jump from 24 to 26% very poor to poor.
Again, that's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. The Kansas corn crop is rated 14% poor to very poor. 24% of the crop is rated in fair condition. 52% is rated good, and 10% of Kansas corn is rated excellent. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Where can you go to learn about all the varieties of wheat seed that are available to you? The answer is Kaufman Seeds. We can help you analyze and match specific seed to your soil type. One of the many companies we handle is Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated, which has varieties such as Double Stop, CL, Greenhammer, Straz CL, Smith's Gold, and Uncharted. Give the sales crew at Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair.
Keep your home secure while also elevating its style with replacement windows and doors from Hometown Lumber. They offer a variety of window options to help create the perfect look for the outside of your home and the best view from the inside. Make a good first impression at the front door by selecting from in-stock exterior and interior doors that impact your home's aesthetic and energy efficiency. Plan your projects now to ensure everything arrives on time and tackle those jobs this fall. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, members of the U.S. House may want to make note of this. Most teenagers believe unreliable access to high-speed internet and lack of digital skills are driving economic and social inequities in their communities. That according to a Harris poll sponsored by the National 4-H Council and a coalition including Land O'Lakes, Microsoft, and Verizon. Some 79% of rural teens and 74% of teenagers overall believe the government has an important role to play in providing universal broadband access. About 63% believe people in their community should make more money if they had reliable broadband. Some 69% of American teens, but only about 59% of black youth, so they have reliable internet service. Now, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that Senate passed this week includes $65 billion for broadband. The bill's future in the House is unclear. House Speaker Pelosi said the House will not act on the bill until the Senate passes a larger $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Republicans of the Senate Ag Committee demanding Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow hold hearings on how to spend the $135 billion in agriculture and child nutrition funding the Democrats plan to include in that $3.5 trillion bill. The letters say, "We believe the hearings should be a broad-based, include producers and rural community leaders across the country, similar to what the committee has done over the last years as they've drafted farm bills. The spending of $135 billion of taxpayer money should be informed by those who represent, not solely by interest groups with Washington offices and lobbyists." Now, keep in mind, as Stabenow said this week, Democrats will not be consulting GOP committee members on the funding since Republicans won't support that larger bill. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound pre-conditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
If your place was hit by a tornado or the barn caught fire, would your animals be safe? Have an emergency plan for your livestock on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Do if your livestock buildings caught fire or were trapped by flooding? Do you have a plan in place? Chuck Schwarto is a retired extension educator at the University of Minnesota. He says you can't always think clearly when disaster strikes, so it's best to be prepared. A good emergency plan should include who you can call on for help.
If I lost a building to a fire, for example, where could I go with livestock quickly? But if it was a broader incident, I want to also think about who are the contacts I know that are even 5 or 10 miles away where I can get some extra help, whether it's people to help me out because they're not directly impacted trying to clean up their own mess, or it's a case where they've got a place that can handle some livestock or help bring in some feed or some water, whatever it might take.
List your resources priorities to ensure the well-being of your livestock, such as trucks, trailers, pasture, food, and water. Designate a person who will unlock gates and doors for emergency personnel or to let the animals out. Schwarto recommends outlining several disaster scenarios and making a plan for each. This isn't something you have to do alone. Have the neighbors over for a disaster brainstorming.
Might be kind of almost a fun, somewhat necessary community activity to be thinking about what you've got to offer each other and help each other out, and also do that brainstorming. If something should happen in your neighborhood, how could you handle it as a group working together rather than each working independently and duplicating some efforts that could be done jointly?
Make sure everyone involved has a copy of the plan and review it on a regular basis. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about creating a livestock disaster plan at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The wheat markets have really struggled today. It's just been a tough go all the way across for all three wheat markets. September, Kansas City wheat down 20 and a half, 716. December is down 20 and three quarters at 728 and a half. Looking at very similar losses in Minneapolis spring wheat and Chicago wheat too. September corn down 6 and a half at 558 and a quarter. December down 5 and a quarter at 563 and a half. Soybeans started the day in the green, but that gave way all along about midday. And right now we're really struggling with beans. September beans down 8 and a half. At at 1367 and a half. November beans down 8 at 1360 and a quarter. All the back months are down. September soybean meal is up 40 cents at 359.80. October up a dime at 358.80. Bean oil is down. September down 84 points at 62.45, while October is down 86 points at 62.14. We are looking at some plus signs with canola. November canola up 570 at 918.10. January's up 390 at 902.10. Cotton is up. October cotton up 37 points, 95.22. December's up 37 points at 94.68. So positives for cotton and canola. In the livestock complex, not much good news there. August live cattle down 7 at 123.45. October down 72 at 128.40. There had been some plus signs in the fat cattle earlier. August feeders down 40 at 156.80. September down 85 at 161.15. Again, all the back months are down. Hogs are having their own set of issues. October hogs 87.85. That's down 115. December hogs currently down 75 at 81.10. So nothing positive in the livestock complex at the present time, unfortunately. And we continue to see pretty intense struggles with corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Marysville High School FFA alumni will host a fundraiser for the new greenhouse addition to the Ag Complex. Faded Blue Jackets dinner and auction is planned Saturday, August 28th, with a silent auction beginning at 5:30, smoked pork chop meal at 6:30, live auction beginning at 7:30, and Dueling Pianos Entertainment sing-along live at 9. FFA alumni and friends are invited Saturday, August 28th. For details and tickets, contact Tyler Lynn at 785-268-0586 or Caleb Obermeyer at 785-927-0189.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the sun seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come. there and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love?
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.